Aho and welcome across the veil. I am April, your host and facilitator. Across the Veil is a unique experience as we connect and communicate with those who are across the veil. Receive guidance and wisdom from the ancients, the angels, masters and teachers, guides, and those who have preceded us across the veil. The program is an opportunity for you to receive answers and insight. Across the Veil may be heard Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on BBS Radio. Check the program guide for the times in your local listening areas. I welcome your phone calls during the program and your questions, so feel free to give me a call. Or you may email me at april@whitewolfapril.com. To learn more about who we are and the things we offer, feel free to check out our websites at www.whitewolfapril.com or www.whitewolfenterprise.com. With no further ado, join me as we go across the veil.
Hi, and welcome to the program today. It is so exciting to be back with you, sharing guidance, wisdom, and messages from across the veil. I was just visiting with the tech on the program and telling him we're getting 10 to 20 inches of snow today, so it's really kind of an exciting, fresh, new look outside as we're finally getting some snow up here. It's also a lot warmer when we get snow because it does create such a wonderful insulator for us. But enough about Alaska. Coming, and we have our, on one of our websites, and it's www.whitewolflearninginstitute.com. We have our information on there about the new catalog of classes, excuse me, retreats and events that we have coming up during November and December, and about 98% of the things that we offer are now available to go online, conference call, and on site. So we're really pleased and happy to be able to offer that. So I do want to invite you to go ahead and check out that catalog and see if there's any information or any classes or any events coming up that could be of interest to you, being out at a distance and being able to check in and take the class and be a part of the classes. We do have those who have joined us from quite a distance, able to come up and take the class with us without even having to be here. And that's been a really new, exciting adventure for us with technology and getting technology figured out, which is not one of my strong points. So it's really been super fun. To learn a little bit more about myself, you can go on to my webpage, whitewolfapril.com. And as you're in there, you can find out about our products we have for sale, our books that we have for sale, information about me, and we're soon going to be posting in the winter schedule of when I'll be coming down to the lower 48 and doing some classes and doing some seminars and live open forum readings. You're going to want to watch that website for that type of information as it's going to begin to get posted. And right now it's in the development stage, so as it comes out, we're going to be adding it on. We do have a exciting thing coming up in February in Seattle. We're going to be doing a workshop on the medicine wheel with the WOW, which is Women of Wisdom. I believe it's a large conference that they do every year. So we're really excited. We're going to be doing that, and we've got that getting ready to go on the calendar and some other locations. We're going to be in Phoenix again and some other places that are coming together as well. So you're going to want to watch and see when we'll be in your area and what we've got going on. And if you're interested in having me come to your area even, give me a holler and we'll see if we can't arrange something and see if we can't put together possibly your area into the itinerary as we're making this trip. Across the Veil also has a social network, which is acrosstheveil.ning.com. You don't want to put an HTTP or a www because then it'll tell you that site does not exist. But just go ahead in there and check it out. It's a great place for asking questions. It's a great place for sharing information. And wisdom and guidance is often found in there, and information, topic, current event, that type of thing. We also have another site that's called Dragon Riders Unite. www.ning.com that carries a lot of pertinent information and things that are going on within a global awareness and bringing healing, love, and light to that awareness and to those of us that are within that space of working with the energies in that place. So I invite you to check out any of those. If you're not able to get through during the program, please feel free to send me an email. I will be happy to answer brief questions on the email. We are taking calls during the program and just seeking out, helping, and being there to provide on the highest good, on the highest vibration. We are on BBS Radio on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You'll have to check out that guide for your local listening area times. And then we're just going to have a grand old time here because I can really feel them starting to come in and starting to bring in some of the energy and some of the strength that they're wanting to come in with. I'm hearing the comment, opening the portals of communication. And I feel that there are some people who have been really looking for some answers, that there's some people who have been really seeking for some guidance, really looking deep within themselves. And what you're in the process of doing is you're in the process of opening channels of communication. You're opening those portals. You're opening up that window of communication, that window of being able to communicate, being able to hear, to sense, to feel, to smell, to just know. And those are, a lot of those are the special ways that we're able to communicate and we're able to find out answers and things and situations. I know the other night when we were doing some reading work and we were communicating and we were opening up the channels of communication, they were showing us how we make it so complicated that sometimes when we're trying to communicate, when we're trying to hear, when we're trying to get the guidance, that we complicate it by our own way of reacting, by our own way of getting in our own space and in our own blocking ourselves. And a lot of times that is just something that we need to learn how to move through, that we need to learn how to process through. We need to move through those blocks. And sometimes what they're showing me is that our own personal intentions will get in the way and will actually block that information from coming in because our own intentions are getting in the way. And by that, what they're sharing with us is that sometimes we allow our own agenda. We allow our own feelings. We allow our own fears. We allow our own global awareness of situations that we have allowed to be controlled by the limitations that we've been programmed to accept. And by doing that, what we're doing is we're blocking ourselves from opening that communication and that open awareness of understanding where, what, how, why, and when we go in with questionings. And you might be thinking, I don't understand what they're trying to share with us. And with that is, for example, if we go in and we want to find an answer for the next process of what we're going to be doing with our lives. What should I do with this project I'm doing? And we'll go in there with an open intent and an open mindset, but all of a sudden we'll let concerns come into the picture. We'll let maybe some fears come into the picture. We'll let some limitations come into the picture, into our mindset. So we're closing that portal of communication. We're not allowing that portal of communication to stay open so that we can then therefore be blessed. Because when we bring in fear, we shut down love. When we bring in doubt, we shut down love. And those are the type of things that we don't want to do. Those are the type of things that we don't want to be a part of our lives. We want to be able to move past that. We want to be able to have that positive vibration that can keep that portal of communication open and vibrating freely and with abundance. And when we put in limitations and when we put in doubts and we put in worry, that immediately that immediately will slow down the flow. That's immediately like putting a filter over the end of the receptive end of that and saying, I'm going to send the message out and I'm going to allow the communication to get just about to me, and then I shut it down because I'm blocking it myself. And the message in that is that we need to allow the communication to be open. We need to allow the messages to flow freely. We need to allow ourselves to be receptive to that and put the fears behind us and put the doubts and the worries behind us. We get into that sometimes where we get caught in a cycle or we get caught into life situations that can make receptivity of that seem really hard. I was visiting with a woman the other day who wants so badly to be on her life path. And she's working so hard to accomplish that and to get to that point, but she has this big filter, and that big filter is called the word but. She'll say, I really want da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da to be happening, and I really am open and receptive, and I'm doing this and I'm doing that, but I can't do this, or I can't do that, or I have this in the way, or I have that that I don't have. And she's blocking her own flow. And we worked with that as she was here, helping her realizing that we needed to help change some of that verbiage so that she could open that portal of communication, so that she could open that window of being blessed and allowing those blessings to just flow in, and receiving them and opening our hands and just receiving them with such gratitude and with such abundance of love and healing and rejoicing as we bring in that energy of opening that portal of communication, opening our receptivity, opening the blessings, opening the awareness within ourselves that we are, number one, privileged to have this, that it is these answers and I read in a comment that somebody said, I am so grateful that God answers prayers. I'm so grateful that God hears us. And in your perception of what your higher being is and what your personal perception of your God force is, isn't that a wonderful feeling? Isn't that something, as we're going into this month of gratitude, of showing thanksgiving and showing the abundance of that, but keeping that open portal of communication so that as we're sharing that gratitude, we can also receive those answers that are being sent back. It's not just enough that they hear that our higher source, our higher essence, it hears us, but they're actually sending those answers back. But what they're showing me is that there is a number of people who have been putting their prayers out and have been putting their prayers out and have been putting their prayers out and have been putting their prayers out. And it's a continual putting our prayers out and then being grateful for it, but not allowing the communication to come back, not allowing themselves to receive, not allowing themselves to hear the message back, because you're blocking up your own channel. You're blocking your own flow of communication. And the angels are saying, it's time to allow us to move that. It's time for you to open up your own personal channel of communication. It's time for you to be the blessed child that you're entitled to be. I'm seeing the energy of the angels as they're bringing this message forward. And as they're taking this message, and as I'm sharing the message, I can feel them taking it through the radio program. I can feel them taking it through the airways just here from the room where we're working from. I can feel it as it's expanding out globally, bringing out that message of being grateful, being gratitude, and asking and knowing that we have the right to unblock that receptivity. Sometimes it becomes a comfort zone. Sometimes it becomes a place where we can sit and feel as though this is how I know it to be, and so this is how it will always be. I know that when I get up in the morning, I ache from head to toe, so that's how it'll be for the rest of my life. Open that channel of receptivity and say, I am a divine child. I am a child that is taken care of. My prayers have been heard, and I'm not putting any limitations on, and I know that healing is mine. I know that renewed strength is mine as I open up this portal of communication, as I open up the ability to hear and to receive what it is that they're sending to me. There are two or three people who are listening to the program, and you have a question as to whether or not a loved one who has passed, as if you're asking the question, are they hearing me when I talk to them? Are they even around me? I can't feel them. I can't hear them. I can't see them. What is that but word that's in there? That but word that's in there is I can't. And with you opening that channel of communication, they're wanting you to know that you can see them. You can feel them. You can hear them. Every single person has a gift and ability to be able to do that. There is not any one person who is more gifted than another. There are just those who maybe have exercised it a little bit more than others. It's like if we all went to the gym and all of us in our own physical places where we're at right now, if we all walked up to the same piece of equipment in the gym and were to pick it up and try to use it, we can all use it, but we all have our own different strengths. We all have our own different abilities. We all have our own different way of being able to accomplish this. Maybe you can pick up 100 pounds, and maybe I can only pick up 60 pounds, and maybe the other gal could only pick up 10 pounds. Whatever may be in there, but we can all do it. And that's the message that they're really, really bringing forward to the listeners, is as we're opening this portal of communication, as we're opening up this channel of communication, realize that you have the ability. Realize that the powerfulness within this is yours, that the powerful within this is your right, and it's just a matter of how much we flex our muscles as to how much we can pick up, as to how much we can do, as to how much we can hear. Visualizing each of the things, the seeing, the feeling, the hearing, the sensing, the knowing, all as if it's going to a piece of equipment in a gym, and knowing that as you're reaching in there and you're wanting to bring that message forward and wanting to know if, can I hear a message from a loved one on the other side? How do I know that this, what I'm hearing is from them? How do I know that it's something that I'm supposed to do? It's something that's there for all of us as we open up that channel of communication. As we open up that ability and as we open up that way that we can share, that we can bring forward those messages, and we can bring forward that hope for our own space, and we can bring in that peace of mind, and we can bring in the calmness that comes within that opening channel. We need to focus on our intent as well. When we're working on a high vibration and when we're working at a level of the highest integrity and only allowing that which comes in on a high vibration, not allowing the lower frequencies to come in, that helps us also when we're working with some of our intent, when we're working with some of the process. We don't want to bring in a lower vibration because they bring in negativity. They bring in lack. They bring in doubt. They bring in fears. And those are not the energies that we want to entertain. And with that said, they're reminding me of the statement that I'll share with the radio listeners every now and then. And that being, never ever entertain a thought, never ever entertain an action, a feeling, a sensation that would tell you to cause harm to yourself or to cause harm to another person. That's not divine. That's not sent from the energy of a highest frequency. It's not that vibration that brings you peace. And that's where we do not ever want to entertain that. We do not ever want to give it place within ourselves. And the minute you feel something like that come in, just turn around and tell it, go away. You have no right in my space. You have no right to be around me. And as you're moving forward with that, you can know with confidence and you can know with insured strength that you can do this, that the messages can be received. You can walk your life path. Excuse me. You can walk your life path. I was out shoveling just before the program, so my throat's a little scratchy from being out there shoveling. But know that you can do that. Know that you can move through that, and you can open that channel of communication. You can do that. It's part of who you are. It's where you're at in this life process. I have a message to share with a young woman. This young woman, it feels like she's about 13 years of age. And it is recently been your birthday. I believe it was your birthday about 2 days ago. Your father has passed. It's been almost 2 years. In June, it'll be 2 years. And your father has passed via suicide, he's showing me. The message that he wants to bring to you is that of great sorrow, that he is missing so much of your life. He is missing so much of having the ability to be there to be with you. He says, I am with you daily, but the physical part is what I am so sorrowful for that I left. He said, I had problems. I had situations. I had things that were, he's calling them, and I'm not sure I like the wording, he's calling them his own little personal dark spots that he had to deal with, that he had to work through, that he had to bring forward. And he wants you to know, he also wants me to share the message with you, to share with your brother, that his love for you is eternal, that his love for your existence and your connection with him is there's so much feeling with this, and there is so much emotion with this. He wants me to also share with you that there was a mystery bouquet of flowers that had shown up at the restaurant where you had dinner with your mother and your brother. And those mystery flowers that shown up were actually a gift that he sent to you through a different form of communication, a different form of, he placed them there for you is what he's trying to say. He says, don't explain it. It's too much to try to explain. He said the extra bouquet of flowers that was placed there for you were a gift from him, for him saying to you, happy birthday. And he is so sorry that he has left and that he is not experiencing the physical connection, the physical reality. And he is so sorry for the things that he did that brought the relationship a short, it feels like your parents actually have divorced prior to his passing. And he's saying that with my own little dark demons, with my own little dark spots, with my own little darkness, I was unable to be there for my family. I was unable to be there in a right sound mind. And he says, I'm not making excuses. I just want you to know. I just want you to understand. And he's also showing me and sharing with me the importance of letting you know about the rite of passage as you're moving from being a child to beginning to go into a young adult, and in entering into the womanhood of your life, that he wants you to know that he is going to be there protecting. He is going to be there from the other side, giving you little bits of guidance, giving you little bits of wisdom. He says the angels that have encamped around you are phenomenally powerful, strengthened, and your path is going to be much directed, and it's going to be very blessed. He's also wishing to share the message with his ex-wife, that he would like me to tell her that he is extremely sorrowful for the lack of understanding that he did not have during his earth life, and that he appreciates everything that you had done and everything that you had tried to do and the strength that you had through situations and circumstances, and he understands why you were not able to stay in that place, and he honors you and respects you for that. I have another message that's coming in for another young person. This feels like it's another young woman, and this message is coming in from a grandparent. This grandparent is wanting me to express the healing energy of sorrow, the healing energy of feeling as though they had let you down. They feel like they have let you down, and they want you to know that they are there with you, that they are there to help you, and that even though they left, even though they departed, they did not leave and depart because they were leaving and departing from you. It was their time to step from the physical plane, and that they are able now to be with you, helping you through the etherical, through the plane of communication, through messages that can be through guidance that you hear and feel within your own heart. through some of the thought processes that come in. They're wanting me to express that a little bit further. They're saying through the thought processes that come into our minds, that those are the messages and those are the guidance and those are the leadings that oftentimes will come in and we don't know and we don't understand sometimes that those messages have, they have that power, that healing that is needed to be there. And knowing that through the words, through the messages, through the healing, that we can actually accomplish and achieve the path, the purpose, the walk. I've had an email come in as I'm doing the program, and on this email, the person is asking the question of knowing if they can know where is the right place to be at the right time. And the message that they're wishing me to share with you on this is, number one, what place are you looking to be? Are you looking to be guided into your daily walk and into the daily places that you need to be? And you can do that by opening your receptivity to allow yourself to move forward with that, to allow yourself to take those steps of faith that sometimes it's our walk and our process actually takes a step of faith. It takes that moving out. It takes that initial taking the first step. Sometimes we have to move with baby steps, but it's that taking that first step, that moving forward. And how can you know that you'll be in the right place at the right time? If you're following that divine guidance, and if you're following that divine leading that oftentimes will come in when we're walking our path and we're looking for the answers and we're seeking for that guidance, we can know that we can get on that path. We can know that we are on that path and that that path is guided and directed. Also, I have another message that has come in via the email, and that being of a young woman who's looking to communicate with her grandmother. I believe your grandmother's name is Helen, and that she is bringing in a message of love, light, and healing. She is saying, I love you very much. I am very proud of you. I am very proud of who you have become, that you have become a strong, life-giving force of energy is what she's using, that terminology. You have become a very strong force of life force energy. And with that, she feels much pride. She feels much much comfort in knowing. I had a woman that I was visiting with last evening, and as we were doing the reading at the end, she asked me a question, and her question was, what do I do with my dog? And the question, you know, do I leave the dog with my ex-husband to be, or do I take the dog and bring the dog to be with myself? And what the answer to that is you leave your pet where your pet is feeling safe and secure. If your pet feels safe and secure in the ex-husband's environment, in the environment where it's used to, into the calmness, and once you find yourself settled, once you find yourself at a place where you can offer that pet that home of safety, that home of balance, that home of security, that then you could approach bringing your pet on with you. If there's the case that this pet is not going to be in a place of safety, if this pet is not going to be taken care of appropriately, then yes, you would want to get the pet before things are situated and settled. They're also telling me to also advise you to put that as well as some of the other details that you are putting into the paperwork, that once you are settled and once you are situated, that you are going to want to secure and bring back your own personal pet, your own personal little friend, but put that in your paperwork. I see that I have a caller. Carol, this is April.
Hi, April. I have a question for you.
Sure.
I've had a dream I've dreamt this four different times, and it's kind of, I don't know if I'm supposed to be getting a message from this. I had someone pass away in May, and I keep dreaming that I'm waking up and or that I'm trying to reach him. Every time I'm trying to get to him. It's like I know where he's at, and I'm trying to get to him, and then I wake up, and he's gone. It's just gone.
Okay.
I know it sounds silly, and I don't know why. You know, I had that dream again last night, and I'm trying. You know, I know he's there.
When you're trying to get to him, what exactly it is are you doing in these different dreams in that attempt to try to get there?
I'm always traveling to get there.
Okay. How are you traveling? Are you traveling uphill? Are you traveling on flat land? Are you in a car? Are you walking?
I'm in a car.
Okay.
And I'm getting there. And then he's gone.
Okay.
And then I wake up and I'm heartbroken.
Okay.
Because I didn't get there. I know it sounds silly, huh?
No, nothing sounds silly. There's always a message. There's always something within the symbolism, and especially with dreams. With dreams, you always want to work on the symbolism that's coming in and trying to bring you the message. And the fact that you know you're trying to reach this person on the other side, you are so close. You are so right there that your receptivities, and like they were talking about at the beginning of the show, opening those channels of communication, allowing yourself to get to that point. I'm going to share a little bit of a story with you about myself because I feel that this goes into play with this. I was continually having this feeling that I wanted to communicate with a certain individual, but there was something that was kind of giving me that little bit of a, yeah, but I'm not really ready feeling that was in there. And so sometimes that would take me right to the point of getting ready to open the door and having that communication and having that connection, but they wouldn't be there, or there'd be another door or something along that line. So what I would advise with your situation is when you go to sleep and you're bringing that dream into reality of yourself, go in with the intention of saying, I have had this repetitive dream. I have had this dream that I am traveling, and in my travels I am going to be reunited, or I'm going to communicate with so-and-so. And this is going to happen, and when I arrive there, we will communicate and we will connect. What you're doing is you're opening that portal of communication. You're making it so that that is possible to happen. You're moving out. Maybe even, it could even be in a subconscious level that's keeping you from actually making that communication. You're both trying to communicate with one another. Yes, I can definitely feel that.
You think he's trying to communicate to you? Because you do think he's trying to communicate with me too.
Oh yeah, definitely. There's otherwise you would not have this.
Oh okay, because it's so frustrating. It's just so terribly frustrating.
If you set the intent, if you sent that physical intent at time when you go to sleep, it might take you 4 or 5 more of these times of this dream happening, and then all of a sudden you're going to realize that the traveling has stopped and you're there.
Okay.
It's setting the intent and opening that portal of communication that they've been really talking about a lot today in the program and bringing forward that. Removing our own blocks and our own things that get in the way.
Okay, well, I'll sure give it a try because I'm telling you, I would really like to get an idea, you know. I'd like to get there without him just disappearing. You know, just because it is a terrible feeling. It just is.
It is. It is.
You know, and unless someone went through it, they wouldn't have a clue, but it is just so devastating.
It's like you've got that anticipation that has taken you and everything is so heightened, and then somebody pops your balloon. And that's totally what it is. The deflation, that feeling of, where is he? Or why have that, you know, why the change? What's in the way? And if you set the intent and if you set that prayer into motion when you go to bed at night and you enter that into your intentions of dream time, that's going to help you tremendously.
Well, thank you. You know, I appreciate this because, like I said, I just really needed an answer, and this is the fourth time it's happened. So I know there's got to be a reason that I'm getting there, but not getting there.
Exactly.
So, okay.
And I do want to talk to you about the fact that he is trying to get back through to communicate with you as well. And I'm seeing, they show this to me every time when they're wanting to adjust frequency. It's like a big old radio sitting on the floor and you got those big old knobs. Work on fine-tuning your own vibration as well.
Okay, and through meditation, that's a good idea, through meditation too, correct?
Yes, yes, definitely. It's an excellent way to do that, and it's an excellent way to help make sure you guys can meet on the big dial.
Thank you all. Thank you. Because, you know, I'm trying to find answers, and I appreciate it so much.
Yeah,
you know what,
not
you can
a problem.
Give me, guide me here. Okay, thank you so much, April.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too, honey.
Bye-bye. It's the life process, the path. We all go through it. We all go through each one of those. And similar to like what she was saying, getting there and having them fade away. And there's always something. If you look at it and you really analyze it, there is always something that's there that we'll find out subconsciously, consciously, that's keeping us from making that final step forward, making that final step into that situation. I don't know why I'm having I'm having a remembrance of an event that happened through dream time with myself. When I was a young mother and when I had my three children were so close it was like having triplets. And I would go to bed at night and I would have this dream, and in this dream we would be in the shopping store, and it was an area that we would shop at very frequently. And in this dream, each time a gentleman would come by and would grab my youngest one out of the seat of the cart. I couldn't leave the other two to chase after the one, but I couldn't not chase after the one. And it was very traumatic within myself. And I got to the point where I didn't want to go to sleep because I didn't want to have this dream. So I began going in there and saying, okay, subconscious, what is going on? What is happening? What am I doing? How can I fix this? How can I change it? How can I make this correct itself? And I immediately was given the message of communicate with the spirit guide of my child. Communicate that protection, that love, that light. Draw in the angels. Set into intent. Open that communication level. Open that portal of communication so that if that dream were to happen again, there is divine intervention in there. There is a divine healing. There is a divine, however you want to word it. And so one evening as I was going to bed and I began to have that dream, I immediately stopped and I said, no, this can't happen. This has to stop. You cannot have my child. And as I said this, in the dream time, in this whole massive entrance to the store, appeared this huge guide, this huge guardian, who basically wiped the dream away, made my son safe, and everything was fine. But that was using that communication of bringing in the intent and working with the dream itself. So for whatever that's worth, I felt like I needed to share that with some of the listeners. I see that I have another caller. Jody, this is April. Go ahead.
Hi, April. How are you?
Hi. I'm spectacular. How about you?
Good. Very well. I just want to thank you for what you do. I think it's just wonderful. I listen to your show as often as I can.
Oh,
really
thank you.
It. Very
glad
helpful. I really liked your show on Monday about the gems and the stones, the crystals.
Oh, isn't she amazing? I mean, she just... I just love sharing space with her because she knows so much about the stones, and it's great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
A really interesting show. Yeah, thank you. I was just basically wondering if I had any messages. I'm actually have been doing lots of clearing work and healing work, and I think I've cleared a lot of my stuff, even some of the because I'm getting to stuff that's really really old, and because I'm an old soul. And I'm doing things that are really old and really, you know, kind of stuck in there. And I'm trying to work, you know, doing yoga and breathing and to get it out. And I think I've got a lot of it out. But I just wanted to get some clarity and kind of some confirmation. I'm getting some input from my guides, and I just wanted to see what you got. I wanted a second opinion.
Okay.
I don't quite trust it all yet.
As you were talking and as you were discussing this, I was actually seeing... I teach a healing modality that's called White Wolf Energy Emerging Healing Modality. And in that modality, they showed us to, as I was getting this and as they were giving it to me over time, they showed that one of the phases and one of the steps that we do during this is we actually go in and do what I call roto-rooting, and it's where we connect with the energy field through the meridians of the body. And you send the energy up into the body, and then you bring it back down, because we know that if a plant system is growing, that the roots are reaching into the earth, and they're bringing that energy up into the body and charging it just as if we were a plant. And then the body also detoxifies it on the release part, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if you do this, and as you're laying and you're doing your breathing and you're doing your yoga work or whatever, if you can lay there and visualizing this energy coming up and rising into your body, and you give it some of the direction of this old stuff that you're wanting to let go of, and you go up through the meridians. For some reason, they're really focusing on the meridians, the zones, the nadas, whatever you want to call them, whatever you know you're used to the terminology for them. As you're sending the energy up through those, it's going to help release some of this stuff that's being held in that old, because what it feels like is the energy is being held in old big trunks. I'm seeing like going up into somebody's old attic and finding these big old trunks.
Yeah, it's I get that it's really old, and so it's almost like it's part of, it's almost like I think it's part of me, but it's not really. It's so ingrained in it, kind of, that it's, but it's not my true self, and so it's I need to get that out of the way.
Like what they're showing with me, it's a part of what's there, but it's in the attic, so it's not really yours.
Okay.
You don't own it.
Oh, okay.
It's all very dusty, and it's all very kind of just one of those going through the meridians and bringing that energy up through the body in that manner is going to help you kind of blast through it. It's going to help you. You don't
see
it have
more
to
like
go
a
back
tree.
Yeah.
Roots.
Yeah. And they're saying you don't
and bringing
have to
like
go
water
back
up and through the maybe like
exactly
water up through the roots. Okay.
Yep.
And then flushing
and
it back into the ground or
yep, just letting it flow right back down out into the earth and being absorbed
into
and healed and taken care of.
Perfect. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
And they're saying do it with a blast. Go in with a blast. When you're drawing that water in, bring it in as a blast of water. Don't just let it trickle in, but blast it out
of
there.
Use force. A little more force and energy.
Yeah, they're showing me what almost looks like a polywog, kind of like almost like if they were cleaning your veins out, if say you were going in for surgery and they were going to send something up through. I don't know why they're showing me it that way, but they're showing me like just blast your way through there. That way you don't have to relive it. You don't have to refeel it. You don't have to re-experience it. It's so old and it's so far removed from you that it's just kind of like an irritant.
Right. But I feel like it's still kind of something that's in the way.
Yep, blast it out of there.
That I have an opportunity to heal now, and I should. Is what I get.
Yep.
It's like it's the energy's aligned.
Definitely.
It's like the stars are aligned kind of for that kind of work.
Definitely.
So.
It is like if you were to lay down now, you would be able to blast through a bunch of it right now at this point in time. That's how present it is with you.
Okay. I'll do it today. Today's a good day. 11-11. 11.
That's right. A good power number day.
I think I'll do it at 11 o'clock tonight. So let's do that. I just, they've had me working, doing healing work on others, hands-on healing with just a couple friends of mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering, I'm kind of getting nudged that they want me to kind of expand upon that, but I don't know what that looks like. Am I supposed to, is that something they want me doing?
Yes. You definitely carry the hands of a healer. I believe that's why they were sharing some of the training from that class, which is a lot more than just that, that I was sharing with you, but that there is more because, yes, you have the hands of a healer.
Okay. So that's something I'm supposed to pursue, huh? Because it's not anything I've ever done, but they've had me do it with a couple friends. Because I guess I'm a pretty clear channel for that energy.
Definitely. Because you're working so hard at it. Because you've opened that channel for yourself, yes.
Okay. So, okay. Well, no, I don't know what that's going to look like, but okay.
Go ahead.
I don't have an office. I don't have a space to do it.
Go ahead and check out our website on some of the classes that we offer, and we might be able to give you some help through some of that means, or even just being able to answer some of your questions. If you look at something and say, well, what does it mean by that? Just ask me. We'll be happy to share that with you and see if, you know, if that can't help you maybe move forward.
Okay. Well, they just, when I do this, they ask me to just put the hands on, have the person sit, put my hands on their shoulders, and then invoke God. That's it.
bring in divine healing.
And then I feel that energy kind of...
Bring in that divine healing of love, yes.
Yeah, they have me in the God, so, or Elohim or whoever, so just that
very
high energy, and I can feel it come in, and the person usually feels it too. It depends on how sensitive they are to energy.
Sounds wonderful.
But I asked if there was any limits to what I could do, or if I could just do anyone. I was like, so what do? Just blind? I mean, I asked if I could heal blindness and paralysis and, you know, Alzheimer's, and I got yes to everything, so I was wondering if that's what you got too.
What I'm seeing with that is that actually you are an open channel, you're an open vessel who carries the message of the healing of light, who carries the message of, you're the facilitator is what I'm hearing, that's the word. You are the facilitator, and yeah, anything that they're ready to move through and forward from, you have the gift of being able to help share that with them. Help open that channel for them.
Okay. Then I guess I better start doing that. I'm supposed to start doing that pretty soon. I keep getting they want me out there pretty soon.
I think you should be out there already.
Oh, okay.
That's how soon they're showing me. They're saying, this is so much a part of you, and this is something that you have that is you, that you need to really pursue it sooner than later.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll get on that then. I don't really have an office, and I don't have a space for it. So I was kind of just, I'm one of those, I don't want to say but, you know, it's kind of like, how does this look? Okay.
If you just give it the intent and the power and the energy, they're going to show you all the rest of the pieces.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
Have a great evening.
Appreciate it, April. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A lot of times when we have the gift of healing that flows and that is a part of us, and that's one of the callings I've had since I was 9 years old, is to operate as bringing in energetic healing and bringing in balance and harmony into other people's lives. And when you have that within yourself, and when it's there and you're moving forward within that and you're stepping into that realm, it's such a blessing. It is just so phenomenal when you know that you've had the privilege and you've had the honor to facilitate the assisting of another person. You've had the honor of connecting with and being there for another person. I used to work a lot of hours when I would travel here in Alaska in order to get to one of the places that I had lived for a while. It required a flight, and I did not want to close that office yet because they had told me I was not to. So I was flying over every weekend, and in order to get in all of the people that we needed to get in, I had to work a lot of hours, but I had made a commitment to spirit and to the clients that that's what we would do, and that was the energy that we would bring forward. And people would say, how can you do, you know, 10 and 12 hour days like this and work from the time you get there till the time you leave? And I said, it's not the work, it's the bringing in that energy and allowing that healing to flow. And as we allow that healing to flow and we facilitate that for others, we begin to bring in our own healing. We begin to bring in the healing for others and beginning our own personal healing. We are opening and facilitating that channel of love. We are opening and facilitating that channel of light. And as we're doing that, and as a healer, as that happens, the more that it happens, the more exciting that it gets. And so, yes, as this last caller was asking, sometimes it's hard for us to see the house, but once we start, it's going to help her as she's beginning to blast through her own things and her own situations in life as they're coming forward. She's actually going to see how helping others and being with others and working with others is going to help that as well. It's going to help her strengthen. It's going to help her see how it's going to happen. Taking those steps of faith, taking that step of faith off the edge of the cliff, taking that step knowing that that bridge is right there underneath that. You just can't see it. The way is there. The path is there, and you can follow it with confidence. There's a couple of other people that are in that same position as this last caller was, and you're in the same place. Because you're at that, what do I do? How do I get there? And oh my goodness, I know I want to do this and I should do this, but taking those steps of faith, opening that channel of communication, opening that portal of communication between you and your higher self, you and your higher essence, you and your higher conscious, allowing you to see the way for it to happen, allowing yourself to see how it can be a blessing. How can I help other people? How can I bring in that healing? And just trust and know that when you make those decisions and when you make those changes and when you make those moves, that you are going to be blessed. You're going to be blessed. You're going to be a blessing as well. I have a message for a young mother who is concerned about her son, that you are concerned about your son's well-being and your son's, I'm hearing well-being. I'm not sure if that is associated with health or not, but they are telling me to tell you that your son is in the hands of the angels and everything is fine, that he is going to be strong, he is going to be healthy, he is growing and developing and maturing as has been placed into his DNA, as has been placed in his personal reality, his personal space, and that your worrying is blocking some of the flow of that healing energy coming into him. He's also very gifted. He also knows how to do healing work himself. If something hurts on him, advise him to place his own little hand on those spots and bring in the healing. And they're showing me the example of this is like if you bump yourself, what's the first thing you do is you grab it and you hold it. They're saying teach him to do this in a healing manner. Allow him to know that the gift he has within his own hands to bring healing to himself. And at this very young age that he is at, this is going to help him to move into a stage of being able to help others and help the reality of what's going on. I'm hearing something about, I'm not sure what this message is about, and I'm not sure who this message is for, but you are on a path that is going to lead you on a great journey, on a great voyage that's going to be, they're calling it the exodus of moving forward. Stand in the confidence of that and stand in the comfort of that and know that this is something that is you, it is who you are, and where you belong. I have another message for, I believe it's for a local listener here who's concerned about the weather, or it may be someone in another area that has another weather pattern that has moved in. They're saying that Earth is going to be covering herself for a time, for a season, and that you will be safe, that you will be protected. Use the wisdom of your own knowledge of your environment and the places where you're at. That in that you are going to be able to keep yourself warm, you're going to be able to keep yourself with the power on, you're going to be able to keep the communication with the rest of the world open. Don't feel like just because things are coming in and just because things are happening the way that they're happening, they're there because you're in a place where you know you're going to be fine. They're saying do not fear this, don't doubt it. They're saying don't be afraid. Don't look at what's going on around you as a negative, but see the beauty within that. The glistening of the whiteness is what they're showing me. I have another message to share with a woman who has just recently been diagnosed with what appears to be cancerous tissue within her uterus. And the angels are wanting me to tell you that they would like to bring healing energy to you, that they want to put you in a place where you are able to have victory over this, that you do not have to accept this. They are saying, allow us to begin a healing process with you. Following the directions and the guidance of your doctors, also after you have had a time of healing and as you have had a time of balancing and allowing yourself to come in alignment with your God source and with the divine healing, then you are going to be able to request that the doctor do a retest and they are going to find that there is no cancerous tissue. But stand confident in that. Stand in that open portal of communication with Spirit guiding you and directing you and allowing yourself to receive that message and that healing energy. Don't block it. Don't slow it down. Don't stop it. but allow it to be open, remove the filter of from that healing tunnel and allow that healing to flow in. There is another woman who is looking for her finances to make a dramatic switch. They are saying, we have been raining manna in your yard. We need you to begin to recognize what they're raining down for you. Scoop in, bring it in, be blessed. It's there. In other words, your request has been answered. It's now time for you to receive it. It's now time for you to open and accept it and to receive it. They're just showing me the receiving. It's kind of like I'm seeing you standing there with this great big skillet standing out and just allowing the blessings to rain in, allowing to rain into your skillet so that you can bring it in and ingest it and make it a part of who you are and your life. There is a young man that has recently passed. He is wanting me to bring the message over to his girlfriend, and he is saying, my body was found on a beach, that I passed through an accident within the waters, that you would know that this is him because of the way he passed within the waters. The coldness of the water had caused him to inhale and fill his lungs with the water, which took his life. He basically drowned himself through his own inhalation of water. And he wants me to share the message with his girlfriend that he wants you to move forward. You are too young to be alone. You are too young to stay devoted to him. Allow yourself to be healed. Allow yourself to be blessed, and he's going to help send forward a partner for you and be receptive to that. He says, I know right now that does not sound feasible for you, but know that he is going to do that. He says his birthday is coming up shortly, and that at his birthday celebration that he is going to make his presence known to you in a way that's going to help bring comfort and love to your heart. I'm seeing a young child. I want to say this child is approximately 2 years old, and this young child is still communicating and still connecting with their loved ones from the other side, and the parent are wondering if this child has got behavioral problems. This child does not have behavioral problems. This child is connecting with the other side. This child is communicating with the other side as if they are still very much a part of being on the other side. They are saying, encouraging them, talking to them, asking them, who do you see? Showing them pictures and letting them associate with people who are on the other side that may be able to be shown through pictures so that you can become aware of this child's very special gift. This child's gift is going to help make some changes throughout your entire family and throughout the receptivity of understanding how others from the other side can be a part of your lives as they're this child is just a really good, great communication. They're just a great flow of communication and energy that you're going to be able to experience through this child as they develop into the gift. They're saying, please work with this child so that this child does not become discouraged, so that this child does not become doubtful and fearful of the things that are coming forward for them in life. Allow them to know that they have a very special gift, and do not let anyone steal that from this child. As they get older, you're going to reach a challenge point at about the age of 8 where somebody will try to steal this gift away from them by challenging the ability and their skills, and that you will have developed this enough within them and encouraged them within enough that they will know that they have a very wonderful gift, and that whoever tries to challenge it has no ground to stand on, because they know who they are. They know that they know that they know that they know. I'm beginning to see that we're approaching the top of the hour here, and I know that there are a couple of more readings that want to come in, but we're going to go ahead and hold those for the next program. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email them to me. And also to check out acrosstheveil.ning.com for any possible postings or any messages that may be there for you, or to go ahead and ask your questions. We will be back on the program in a couple of days here on Friday, and we look forward to being with you once again and sharing this very special place within the energy fields of all the guides and the masters and the teachers. Until then, may your life be blessed with love, light, and healing.